It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than jerking off in coach.
I don't know.
It is.
Okay.
More roomy. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, clicking a live broadcast. Number to call, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
And Joe will be here, in about an hour. On the show, a preacher wants to sue the NFL. Studies show Donald Trump's presidency is leading to more bullying. Should racist comments made by students out of school lead to suspension by the school? Turbulent air as United Airlines tries to combat in-flight porn use. Scamming scammers. Last week, Han asked for a favor. We'll see if she gets that favor. And on the Afterbirth show, Six Flags wants to stuff you and a friend into a coffin for okay prizes, I guess. We'll discuss it. We'll see if you would do it. Lots of fun to get to.
Yes.
So, Pip, did you have a good Valentine's Day?
Yeah. I mean, it was. It's a little strange because I generally end up not getting to spend Valentine's Day with Mr. Helix.
So he gets the best Valentine's Day of life.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's nice.
Lucky him.
What do you mean? You could.
Well, what happens is I have for years before Mr. Helix and ever since, I have a group of girls. We all go away on President's Weekend. And when Valentine's Day falls during that weekend, he gets the short end of the stick.
Are these all single women?
Yes and no.
Well, no. It's either yes or no. They're either all or not.
No. They're not all single.
So there's a couple of others that have significant others.
Yes.
You know what? I got to say, you're being bad significant others. I feel like it doesn't have to be President's Day weekend. You could do it Martin Luther King's birthday weekend. I mean, there's other three-day weekends that you could do it on. I mean, Valentine's, though a completely made-up holiday, is a holiday that, could be spent with your significant other. Pretty shitty of you guys. If they want to spend it with you.
You know what? Mr. Helix and I are not, like, big proponents of the Hallmark holidays.
Well, what's he going to say? I mean, oh, you can't go. Then he's a bad guy if he says, oh, I don't want you to go with your friends. And he's not a bad guy.
No, he's not.
But you're putting the – and the other guys are in the situation, too. All these other guys. I mean, you know, it's kind of shitty.
No.
It's kind of shitty. It's not the only three-day weekend.
No, it's the one that we all have off.
But there's
or
other
we get off.
There's all there's other there's Columbus Day weekend. There's other 3-day weekends where you gals could all get together and do all your gal stuff.
No, because the Fire and Ice Festival in Lititz, Pennsylvania is this weekend.
So it's really about the Fire and Ice Festival.
Well, that's become one of the things that we do now.
Every weekend, every time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
Well, then bring your significant others with you.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
No, it's 3 days of the week of the year that we all just spend together.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice to have quiet time with Mr. Helix? Go away with Mr. Helix.
I have nice quiet times with Mr. Helix year round.
Yeah, no, but you don't really go anywhere unless there's a fucking concert where he almost kills you in the desert.
That's not fair.
Yeah. No, it's not fair.
No, we go away and spend vacations together, and we spend, you know, time during the weekends.
I just think it's kind of a selfish act that, You know, when you have other when you're single, you do single things. But then, as we couple up in life, you do less single things. So yeah. it's kind of shitty to exclude the people in the significant others in your life on Valentine's Day when you don't have to.
They're okay with it.
What are they going to say?
Well, you know what? It's not like we don't get really excited about other paper holidays.
What other paper holidays are there?
I mean, you don't
have kids, so Mother's and Father's Day don't matter. Although no. I would say if your father was still alive, Father's Day would be a big deal to you. You would go.
Yeah. I would definitely.
And that's a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. So you're just like everybody else. You just pick and choose. You're no better than everybody else.
Well, you know, we spend our birthdays
together. That's not a Hallmark holiday. You attack Hallmark holidays.
Well, yeah. I mean, silly things like, you know.
Well, Valentine's Day isn't silly to a lot of people.
No, it's not. But it is to us. It's not a big deal.
Saying, but the other men, I mean, I don't know these guys, but, you know, they might want to spend it with their woman.
No, he's okay. The other guy, he's okay.
You women must be just like a bunch of nasty bitches that nobody wants to be around.
They get to spend all the rest of the time with us.
I know, but you know what? You get to do like extra couple-y things, and there's all sorts of, a lot of places have special Valentine's Day packages.
We wouldn't go out for those anyway. We really wouldn't, because we've gone out for dinner on New Year's Eve's where we felt raped by the prices, and we're like, this isn't really that special for that kind of money. And we don't feel like, I mean, we end up going to our friends' houses now, or we go out to see music or something, but we don't go to dinner because everybody else is being raped for the money. Not that I don't really like red roses, but if he was going to buy red roses on Valentine's Day, I would have to smack him upside the head. No, I'd really rather get half-price flowers that I like on the 15th than you go and spend a bundle on roses I don't even like.
If he bought you chocolate,
on the 14th.
If he bought you chocolate candies, you'd be happy.
Yeah, but I would be just as happy with them the next day.
But he doesn't even get the next day with you because you're fucking still away.
I know.
He doesn't get it. He gets shafted.
No. What? He doesn't have to buy me presents for a day that we're not that excited about.
I don't know. It just seems like a pretty. It seems like the single women amongst you have corralled the ones who are lucky enough to get dick on a regular occasion, if you choose.
Well, some of us choose not to.
That's fine. But I feel like the single ones have corralled those that have significant others in their life. Go, no, this is when we always go. This is when we have to go. Like there's something so fucking special about President's Day.
No, that would make Carol. And
that would make what do you?
Carol. That would be the only one that is single right now. So that would mean that Carol makes us go, and no, she does not. We choose to go. Yeah. We like this tradition very much, yeah. And Mr. Hillix is absolutely fine with it.
Probably has his mistress come over, bangs the shit out of her.
You know what? Good for him.
Absolutely good for him.
Good for him then. If it's
go get yours, Mr. Hillix.
Yeah.
Go get yours.
Yeah. If that's your just keep it clean.
Why? Nothing else is.
I don't know what diseases.
He's not going to bring home the coronavirus.
Well, no. I mean, I don't want any, surprise chlamydia.
Surprise. Chlamydia is always a surprise. It's never fucking announced. It's never like, I'm going to bang the shit out of you and give you chlamydia.
Yeah, that would be like a, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, sexually transmitted diseases are always a surprise.
Yes, they are.
They're never, you know what? I have AIDS, but let's raw dog it.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean nobody has that comment. Every time, every sexually transmitted disease, whether it be something like as innocuous as crabs or gonorrhea, always a surprise.
Always an unwelcome surprise.
Yeah, I mean you might have some questions. Go, this is 50-50 right here, but still a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah,
I mean there might be some questionable dick or pussy.
Well, you know what?
But especially when you're younger.
When you're younger. And
it's
there's,
all questionable.
Yeah, it's all questionable.
I should have had more of it.
Everything's been lying out on the table too long.
Ah. Should have had more of it. It's all fucking three-day-old chicken salad when you're in college.
sure is.
All taking that gamble, aren't you?
Yeah. We're, you know, knock wood, we're lucky to be here, you know? Not everybody, but back in the day, before there, you know, everybody thought that, oh, we're not going to get AIDS.
AIDS was a thing when I was in school.
Oh, it was, and so was herpes.
I got a test. Because it was questionable. It was a questionable one where I'm like, I better get a test for this.
I got tested.
Because I raw dogged it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we felt safer to do these things.
I feel fucking safe. I just wanted to get laid.
Well, that too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but yeah, completely fucking raw dogged and then go, you know what?
Wasn't so smart.
Yeah. No, I went to, I guess I went to like a Planned Parenthood or something like that. One of those clinics in town. It was probably Planned Parenthood.
I went to a clinic where nobody knew me because I needed cheap. And I just wanted to get tested. Make sure.
Yeah, and then after that was the... I've only been tested once.
Yeah, me too.
Only questionable once.
I know. I was like,
But you think about it, God, that was stupid. I got lucky.
I know, me too. Me too. I was like... you know, anything could have crawled in there. So,
depends how big it is.
I don't mean anything was allowed to crawl in there. I mean, you know, sometimes they're just like, you know, passengers.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a good thing.
The excitement of not giving a shit. Just wanted to get it in.
Just wanted to get it in.
God, such good times.
I know. Well, what did you do on Valentine's Day then?
Oh,
okay. So I suck because I went away?
I brought my wife.
Oh.
So you still suck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I worked at Casa Bianca.
Oh, that's right. How'd it go?
The biggest crowd they've had.
Awesome.
260 turned away. At least 150.
Holy crap. See, my little announcement did the trick.
It most certainly did. So it was good. I brought my wife, my best friend, and his wife came. So my wife sat with them during the show.
Nice.
So that was good. I remember going to comedy clubs with him, you know, when we were young, and him being an asshole at comedy clubs, you know, heckling the comic.
Oh, God.
But he didn't do that.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Like, there was like a poster of me up and everything. He's like, oh, can I have them? I'm like, yeah, I'll ask. Can you have it?
What are they going to do with it?
No, I asked. You know, it was a cool poster and everything.
That's nice.
My wife's like, yeah, we got tons. I'm like, no, we don't. I'm like, oh, on top of the fridge. I go, no, those are mostly Aerosmith posters. We got like two posters of me. Oh, I will. I'm like, it's fine. I don't give a shit, but don't tell me what we have.
You should have one like hanging up.
It was a good one they made. It said Valentine's Day, had the year, had like two different pictures of me.
Yeah.
But I have the image. So, you know, we could always print.
Do that up and put it in a frame. Because, I mean, I don't think to put up pictures of myself in, like in costume for shows or things like that. Because, I don't know, it feels weird to put up pictures of yourself. You know, like...
I would put it down, like, if this basement was what it was supposed to be, like a man cave, I would have, like... a couple cool comedy posters up.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you
just
have...
Just to remind me I'm somebody before I go upstairs, where I'm reminded I'm a zilch.
Well, you should come to my house where I'm not even there to tell you you're a zilch.
Exactly. I have people here to do that all the time. Thank you.
No, they don't tell you you're a zilch, I'm
no,
sure.
No. Well, sometimes. No. Fine.
Oh, you're reading into it.
No, but it was good. It was good.
That's awesome.
It was really hot. Here's the thing, though. I wore
a jacket. You looked nice. I saw the picture.
Oh, thank you. Ugh, do I hate performing in a jacket?
Oh, because it's hot?
It was really hot.
Ugh.
And I felt so constrained. I'm like, God, I miss my Aerosmith t-shirt.
We're just like a muumuu. Then you're free and breezy.
I would like a muumuu, but I felt very so about halfway through, I actually unbuttoned it. Because I was giving a button, but I felt like very constrained in the arms.
Yeah, yeah. good. We're doing the arms.
Yeah. not
that arms.
No, but it was good. It was good. I had good comics with me. Had Kevin Israel and Sharon Simon.
Oh, I don't know Sharon Simon, but I sure know Kevin Israel.
Yeah, Kevin's very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
So that was good. Kevin had a great set in front of me.
Awesome.
Kevin did like all the relationship stuff, which I really don't have a lot of.
Yeah, but that's perfect on Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. I know. It's amazing who books these things.
You know what? What a good thought process.
Yeah, so no, that was
fun. He's a genius. We should pay homage to that man.
I do want to call back to something that I brought up last week.
Uh-oh.
We had a conversation last week about being too nice.
Oh, okay.
And I told you that, I told you as I often do, one should not be nice to strangers.
Oh, is this more about the neighbors?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm whispering because obviously they're the neighbors.
No,
I don't want them to hear. Oh, okay. What?
So I took my daughter to CVS to buy her mother a Valentine's Day card and get my daughter a card.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. So I tell my daughter to scram while I find her a card.
Yeah.
Like, beat it. She's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't know. Go read a magazine or something. We're in CVS. She's like, what decade do you think we're in? Fuck you.
Go look at hair colors. I don't know.
They still make magazines.
Sure.
Like she couldn't. What is this magazine you speak of? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's not like it's hieroglyphics.
Exactly. It's not like I fucking said. Go listen to the 8-track player. Relax. Relax.
What decade is this? Yeah, she's a smarty. Guess who she gets that from?
Her mother. So I find a card for my daughter. So we go online to pay, and the cashier's a young little blonde. And she goes, the card for my daughter is ringing up as a Thanksgiving Day card.
How weird.
That is weird. And she said maybe because it has the word nacho on it. Like my daughter likes these little punny cards.
Yeah.
Which are ugh, but whatever, she likes them.
Yeah.
I go, that makes no sense. I go, if it's going to ring up a holiday, it should ring up as a Cinco de Mayo card.
Right.
The cashier thinks this is the funniest thing she's ever heard. Oh, you just made my day, did I? She then proceeds to open up the card and read the whole card that was for my daughter in front of my daughter.
No.
Yes.
Shit.
I mean, she couldn't have known, but it's just like...
She read it out loud. Yeah.
Open,
great.
Looked at the cover, read it out loud.
Oh, man.
And none of this happens if I just go, ha, and we move on. You know what? When she goes to Thanksgiving Day card, I go, we move on. But no, stupid has to make a little ha-ha, has to have a little conversation, treating the everyday people like people, which is a fucking mistake.
No, it's
yes,
fun.
I just illustrated it was a mistake. You can't say no when I've just illustrated yes.
Well, I'm sorry that happened because that is really like you're trying to surprise somebody and you're like, quick, ring it up so I can hide it because it's a gift for the person I'm with.
Well, I can't say that because she's right next to me.
I know. And it's like, so did you have to give her that card?
Yeah, I gave her that card. She got to read it for a second time. But yeah, if I just would have been not said a fucking thing and not made this little girl's fucking day.
I had just the opposite reaction. I was out shopping with my girls, and we there's a lot of outlets out in Pennsylvania. So
they have outlets here too, dear.
Yeah, I know, but we were hitting the outlets that we like out there. And
same ones here, dear.
They're not
special to Pennsylvania.
Not everything.
It's the same ones.
But where
was this? By Reading?
No, Lancaster.
Yeah, it's right by Reading.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of drivable from each other.
Yeah, they're right by each other.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been to those outlets, too.
What is it, Tangiers?
Yeah.
All the same shit. Anyway.
Tanger, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Whatever.
But there's a... So I got an apron that I wanted to have something to wear in the kitchen or when I'm cleaning so I don't get, like, splash water on myself.
So is that the annual apron, like, once a year it comes out?
No, I have... Nice. I had an apron, and it said something about being Episcopalian on it. And since I don't prescribe to that anymore, I don't want to wear it. So
that'll be at the next garage sale.
Yeah, it will. And so I got this apron that was really cute and retro looking, and it had cat faces all over it. And so I was just
retro. What was it, Morris the Cat? Retro looking?
No, no. I mean, in the styling, it was like pink and white with black ruffle and a black tie in the middle.
And you'd prance around the kitchen and hold your little hand out by the window, and a bluebird would sit on your hand.
As absolutely, okay. That's what I'm going for.
That's what you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah,
you making a pie?
Yes, I would have looked like Donna Reed.
That would have been fantastic.
Yes.
Mr. Helix would have liked that.
Yeah. I'll bake him some brownies wearing my cat apron.
That'd be nice.
I know. I do things like that. Yes. I am a nice wife.
Well, yeah. I mean, you fucking leave him like a flat lever on Valentine's Day. Yeah. That's the last thing you could do.
Oh, yeah. No.
Make
I fuck him
pot
over.
Brownies so he feels good.
Not pot brownies.
Okay. Of course not.
No, no.
I feel like Mr. Helix probably does.
No, no. Mr. Helix has been sober for 25 years.
Really? Doesn't even, not even edibles?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. No, no, no. He's very, he's
surprising.
Very committed to his sobriety.
Good for him.
Yes.
That's surprising.
No.
I feel like Mr.
Well, he had his lifetime share up to that point.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
That's his words, not mine.
Okay, fair enough.
No, he's very clean. But
he washes underneath his nuts. He's very clean.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, lovely. What fragrance is that?
Yeah, nobody's ever said that after sniffing under nuts. Nobody's ever
I get
said
a hint of cherry.
Nobody's ever said that. Nobody. In the history of nuts, nobody's ever said that.
Pecan?
No. Just nuts.
Just nuts. Well, I think every once in a while I would like to wear an apron while I'm doing certain stuff so I don't get my clothes dirty. And I was like, oh, this is awfully cute. So I wore it around the store. I just like tied it on and I wore it the whole time we were in the store.
Give it a test drive?
That's exactly the words I used when I got to the counter.
Okay.
So I said, I was just test driving this and I think I'm going to buy it. And as I said, I was modeling it for you and I was joking around and all the cashiers were loving it and cracking up.
Minimum wage will get you those cheap laughs.
Yeah, I know.
But I think what we've established is cashiers are the stupidest fucking people. But I mean, loving your horse shit, loving my horse shit, really? None of the things we said was worth more than a huddle.
No, they were huddlas for sure. But the thing is, people are either or abusive to them all day long.
I got you made my day.
I got you made my day.
Yeah, fucking day sucks.
Yeah, their day might suck,
yeah.
But they're like, oh, you were delightful, blah blah blah. That
really,
but it was so simple to make them happy. Just doing mice horse shit.
You're gonna have to step it up a little, make me happy. I'll tell you that much.
I know you have higher standards. I understand.
I
that.
Do.
And I try to bring it for our listeners.
I appreciate that.
I try. But we had a really nice time. We had to stop back there again the next day because my friend realized that she wanted something that they had. And so before we left, we stopped back.
Such a fucking chick thing.
And it is.
And I said, oh, man, can we go back? Why? We were fucking there an hour. I modeled around the whole goddamn place twirling for a goddamn hour. What, you had to sleep on it? It cost $15.95 plus tax, you dumb twat. Buy it.
God damn, no. It was.
That's the inner monologue you should have had.
What?
The one I just voiced. the inner monologue.
No.
That should have been your inner
monologue.
No. Then we raised you wrong.
I absolutely did not mind going back. It was good.
Yeah, because you get to twirl some more.
Yeah, and I got to buy scone mix.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Fucking women suck at shopping.
I want to, you know, use my
apron
for good.
So you go back. I'm still waiting to hear this payoff.
No, well, we went back and one of the ladies that was there recognized me from the day before. Just like, oh, hi, you know.
Oh, you're the woman that was here yesterday.
I barely recognized you without your cat apron.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
So that was the big payoff.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, you have not proven.
No, I didn't bring it with that at all.
No, I mean, you said you're like, I'm going to prove to you that being nice pays off. You did not.
But I'm saying that nothing bad happened. It was fun. Everybody enjoyed the moment, and it was just being nice and a little silly.
Enjoyed the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. We did.
But who are you?
I try to be nice in public.
You can't. Yeah, but you know what? It's just better to dummy up and keep to yourself. I'm not saying be mean. Don't be nasty to people.
No.
Just don't say shit.
I walk up to counters and I smile.
Ugh.
So that.
You know what? I say, hey, how are you? I really don't care.
I know, but I do.
You know I don't care?
I know you don't care. But I stop on at a rest stop on the highway on the way up here, and I sometimes go to Dunkin' Donuts, sometimes I go to Starbucks, whatever I feel like. And at the Starbucks, the one lady said, "Oh, you're the one who asks us how we are, and you mean it." She remembered me.
These fucking cashiers need to kill themselves. They really do.
But think about how sad that is, that their lives, that people are so mean or so just like, yeah, whatever, hand me my change, bitch. That,
yes!
That a simple act of kindness,
you know what?
Is remembered.
If they would just hand you the change, the whole shit would go a lot quicker. We were online at Aldi's the other day, and the cashier was going very fast. I'm like, wow, you're really going quickly. He goes, we get timed.
Oh, my God.
So what I told my wife is, I go, slow it down. You know, oh, please don't do that. I go, why? Wouldn't it be your fault?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. That's so wrong.
Yeah, well, that's how I work, baby.
I would just be throwing shit on the conveyor belt so fast, my eggs would break.
Yeah, exactly, because you're trying to be part of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be part of that
team. I don't want those kids to get in trouble.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God. No.
I mean, I'm not going to do anything to make them get in trouble, but it would be fun to fuck with them to go, oh, really? Going really slow.
You wouldn't do it. I know. I knew a
guy. I might do it next time.
No.
So also, enough. Again, proving my point with the fucking niceness to strangers. So we're online, and this fucking guy is talking to my wife. Oh, did you curl your hair yourself? Women would curl for those, would kill for those curls. Fuck off. And then he starts like getting all political and shit. Don't talk politics with a random stranger.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, well, he's just like weird.
Yes. Oh, so much so that earlier in the Aldi's experience, he was singing poorly a Queen song, and I said Freddie Mercury just got up and killed himself again.
No. No, you didn't.
You don't belt out Freddie Mercury in the frozen food section at Aldi's. Like, you got Freddie Mercury's one of the greatest singers, greatest rock singers of all time. I said he's the best frontman of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to nail Freddie Mercury. Unless you're Adam Lambert, you're not nailing Freddie
Mercury.
No,
hardly anybody can really sing that well.
Don't even fucking try.
Ooh, that's painful.
The balls to try Queen and the frozen food section of Aldi's. How dare you?
I know. Well, it is kind of noise pollution.
He's just fucking belting it out like it's karaoke night. And then he's talking to my wife. I'm not going to fucking intervene. Let her deal with this shit. I don't want to talk to him. I'm just like looking at him like, really? You're talking you're talking politics while you're checking? I don't want to talk politics with anybody. Like, it's very few. I don't even talk politics with my wife, really.
Yeah, no, it's just here.
It really is here.
Sometimes Mr. Helix just like will go on a tear, and he gets himself all worked up, and it's like right before bedtime, and he gets himself all mad.
That's when you slip him the edible. That's why he thinks he's still sober.
No, I would never.
Honey, have a brownie.
Oh, my God. No,
rest.
I would never.
And rest, honey.
No, he would recognize the symptoms.
No, he'd be sleeping.
No.
Well, the symptoms when you make baked goods are you shit yourself.
Well, unfortunately,
yes,
that has happened. Now, in the day program, I'm known as the girl who got food poisoning because the
that's pretty nasty.
The crazy overlord came in. Oh, now she's acting like she's my best buddy. It's very weird.
Look at this. You're on the comeback.
Yeah.
You're on the comeback.
Yeah, she's my bud.
Right.
Oh, my God. And she goes, oh, I thought I got food poisoning from the restaurant we were at last night, and I thought of you. And I'm like, that's lovely.
You know, when I'm shitting myself,
I think of you. I know.
As I'm barfing out my brains, hugging the porcelain throne, there's only one image that comes to mind, and it's Pip Helix.
Yeah, I usually hear that from men, but I was kind of surprised to hear it from just some rando woman at work. No, she's not rando.
Here's another thing I've noticed, which I don't like. These people, that they binge watch TV shows,
uh-huh,
which is fine. But like everything, it must be done, not in proportion. What's the word when you don't overdo it?
Oh, well, like you said, in proportion, but in moderation.
That's the word, moderation. Okay. My words escape me.
Sometimes mine do too.
I'll be sucking down pureed bananas soon enough.
I'll be spooning them to you.
Thank you. So, the wife, she just like starts binging these fucking shows, and you can't talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
She's like watching on the phone. I'm like, you know, we have that on the TV. You can watch it on the TV.
Right.
But she's got it on the fucking thing. On the phone.
On
the tiny phone with the headphones in. And she has to, like, get through, like, a whole season at once. Like, it's like, you understand? We got shit on the DVR of yours. We got four goddamn shows, multiple episodes on the DVR. We're at 100 on the goddamn DVR. You can watch that shit later. Will you watch Manifest? Will you get that shit off? Will you get your NCIS off? Can you do that for me? Just fucking gets in the fucking zone. Where me, like, The Irishman is like a 3.5 hour movie. This will take me several days. I will stop wherever I am and go, all right, Pip's here. Boop, stop. I don't need to go, shh. I need to wait. No, it's time to stop and I can resume.
Right.
But no, it's like, and she'll come to bed. She won't go to sleep until 2 a.m., 2:15. I'm like, shut it off.
But I understand that. I get into, like, you know, the wormhole and I have to watch the whole thing.
No! Discipline!
Or reading a book and you're in it.
Yeah, she's that way too.
Yeah, no. I can't put it down.
I can read a book a page at a time.
Oh, God, no. No, I got to keep going.
No!
I'm locked in.
No, I'm not locked in. I'm no lock. There's no locking me.
Oh.
I will not be locked. I will be unencumbered.
I will not be locked. Refuse to be locked.
I refuse to be locked. I'm a free man. I am unencumbered. The Patriots have fought for my freedom, and I shall not give it up to some fucking binge watching. Now, if I got nothing to do, I'll sit on the couch and watch a bunch of hours of a program.
Right.
But if there's something to do, you know what I hit? Stop. And I go on with a fucking real human being life, with like a real interaction with other human beings.
Well, I agree with you with that. I mean, there, when Mr. Helix walks into the room, and I don't have...
Your heart flutters.
Oh, I flip-flop.
It should.
When, you know, we don't have television that I can stop. I don't do that.
You don't have a DVR?
I don't even know.
If you have a DVR, you can stop it.
Yeah, I know. I don't bother. I just watch.
So you do have a TV that you can stop. You just don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it. I don't even know if it's on there. I can't be bothered.
Oh.
But when he comes in the room and he's looking at me like he wants to say something, I press mute and I give him my attention.
That's very nice of you.
The only time I don't do it is if it's the last 5 minutes of a show that I have been watching and they are going to reveal who did it. And I'm like, no, not now. In 5 minutes, you'll have my full attention. But here's the payoff for the thing I've been watching for an hour.
Scooby's about to whip off the mask.
Yes, and I need to know. Or if it's one of those TV shows where they've, like, redone something, I need the payoff. I need to see how they revise the
again,
room.
I will hit the wife always comes in and just fucking chats. I'll do it too.
Yeah, I pause.
Yeah, I'll just pause.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. But like I've said it before, the worst is when she comes back in the middle of it and starts asking. It's like, you expressly showed no interest in watching this. Now you want to know. No, you can't have that. You don't get that. There was an opportunity to watch it from the beginning. You chose not to. You only get to come in because this scene looks good and want to fucking immerse yourself in it. You lost.
And now I have to explain to you what you missed.
You lost.
You
lost.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Hilux gets annoyed by some of the TV shows that I watch. Like, for a while, and now I've been cured, I was stuck on The Real Housewives. And now I'm done because I'm tired of watching bitches yell at each other. And it's all scripted and fake, and I'm done. But when I was watching those, he'd walk in the room and go, what are these bitches yelling about? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's talking over the dialogue that I want to hear. And I'm like,
you're ruining
stop.
The
You're ruining the cat fight for me. And it's like, so he'd be like, oh, sorry. But he would do it like so many times. I'm like, no. Stop that.
Yeah, the wife likes like all those NCIS shows and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
She like watch and all CSI, NCIS, PU, I don't know. Whatever they are, she watched. I don't watch any of that stuff. But yeah, the binge watching and the daughter's the same fucking way. They just get like in their fucking zone with their headphones and the phone right up against their face and you can't talk to them. Now you're just talking to yourself.
Well, remember when we used to get yelled at for watching the TV too close? Now we all do it.
I don't.
You don't. Well, we're what looking at computers, and we've got the phones in our faces.
I don't have the phone up to my face. The phone's right about not up to my face.
But there, he's holding his hand as
closer than you would watch a TV. I will admit that.
Far enough away that if that was a cup of coffee, he's going to spill it all over his shirt. It's way too far to try to drink.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a good point. We all do that now. But the binge watch. She's got that personality. It's the same fucking thing. It's like, oh, it's time to go. Oh, I just have to clean this before we go. No, we don't. It's going to be a mess when you come back. It's time to go. Like she just gets like this fucking focused.
There, I know people who just like have this thing, not quite OCD, but there's I have to finish this thing before.
Yeah, she's that.
It's like, no, you don't.
So that's
really
why I start humming and go, bum, bum, bum. It's like the A-Team song.
Well, but I've seen a lot of people do that, particularly women. They're like, I just have to put this away before I leave the house. And it's like, why? It'll still be. I don't get that.
Because they're fucking nuts. Women are fucking nuts.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
And you know, you feel the nuts. I also see the nuts in men. I blame some of that nuttiness on testosterone. Because I see like the craziness, particularly like competitive things, like driving, like, oh, he's not going to fucking cut me off. It's like, what are you going to get there 30 seconds faster? Good for you.
Well, I mean, if you got to pee, those 30 seconds matter.
Yes. If there's pee involved, I understand. But so, if there's no reason.
But you know what you drank. So
yeah, but that guy might get over on you. Ah, you got to go faster.
Not if I go faster.
Right. That.
That's why we like sports cars. We go fast.
I know.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, but it's a weird thing.
No, if it was a weird thing, they wouldn't have sports cars. If it was a weird thing, they wouldn't have fucking NASCAR. People like going fast.
Because people with testosterone in their bodies understand this and they make them.
There's female race drivers.
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, we have some testosterone in ourselves, too.
Exactly.
But so I'm just saying that that's a powerful drug.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
I'm probably the most normal person you know. I don't got any of these like weird idiosyncrasies. Don't look at me side-eyed.
Yeah, I'm side-eyeing you. You're weird.
I'm weirdly normal. I don't fucking get like hyper-focused on something.
I know, but you also are not very social. And
it's not weird. No, I'm social when I need to be. I'm secure enough that I don't need to make everybody my friend. I fucking do it for a living.
I know.
I talk for a living where I make a whole room of strangers my friend. I got to do it when I'm out and about. What the fuck? I don't got to do that. Well, if you're a maid, you clean for a living. Does that mean when you go to the supermarket, their aisle's a mess, you got to fucking clean up on aisle 10? No, you're off the fucking clock. Fuck you.
There's a weirdness. I am the replacer of the toilet paper roll everywhere I go. I've done it in your house.
You bring your own toilet paper?
No. But I mean, if the toilet paper roll runs out, I find where the toilet paper is and I put it on the roll. I do it at work. I do it in people's homes. Wherever I am, I do that. It's a throwback to being a janitor. I can't leave. But right as we speak, I am pretty sure there's no toilet paper in one of our bathrooms.
In your house?
Yes, because I left without replacing the toilet paper roll because I had to get to work.
See, all right, so you can do it. You can break away.
I can walk away from it, all but right. I mean, like...
That's good.
But I don't like to leave somebody
Although
else
Although the
stranded.
Fact that you still remember it.
Oh, yeah, no, it bothers me.
Oh, yeah, that's all weird, all fucking day. Fucking gnawing in the back of your head.
I know, I left it like
Somebody's going to have to change it.
What I hope Mr. Helix doesn't go in and use that one. I hope he uses the back one so he's not stranded.
Sure, I'll figure it out. He'll shuffle around the house with his drawers around his ankle. He'll
going,
shimmy up the stairs. He'll be fine.
He'll find a way.
He'll grab a cat to wipe his ass to tide him over.
They used to be like lighter colors.
The cats?
Yes.
They're all dark and stinky now.
Yeah, we actually have an outdoor cat that's named Stinky. Now I'm thinking I'm getting the drift. Why?
Okay. But, yeah, no, I don't have any of those weird idiosyncrasies, weird things I have to do.
No, you don't have, like, you know, that kind of neuroses.
But, no, I mean, like, I crack knuckles or something, but that's not really, that just feels good.
No, everybody has some kind of thing, you know, something that they have to scratch or
Yeah, I don't have, like, a weird thing that, like, I have to, like, avoid stepping on cracks or I have to finish doing something.
No, but you're very driven, and if you
and
get
not
some...
really. I'm quite lazy in certain points.
No, but with certain things, you could be very driven, and if you have the thing in your head that it has to get done, you're like, go, 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 come on, do it.
Because it has to get done. Yeah. It's not like a crazy thing like, oh, I have to close this cabinet now.
Well, no, I mean, when it's your, I mean, there are things that are hard deadlines, but when it's something that it's a deadline that you perhaps created, you're still like, no, I want it done by that point. That's, you get it in your head.
Like
this
what?
Is how long it should take.
Because there's shit, because usually when if it's involving this show,
yeah.
Because after you do something, that means I have to do something. So I...
Oh, no, I know.
So it's not an arbitrary thing. It's so you can get it to me, so I and the other people who have to do shit can do things.
Do it.
So
oh, no.
It's not arbitrary deadlines that I get it fixed in my head.
No, but I mean, I can't think of a specific example.
Because there's none.
No, there have been.
No, nothing arbitrary. If I say I need this done by this night, it's so I can do what I do,
mm-hmm.
and then our social media guy, if it involves him, can do what he does, so
right.
shit goes off in a timely fashion. It's not just because I like making up fucking deadlines.
I think you do.
Oh, I wish. Please. You guys suck at deadlines.
We suck at deadlines.
You really do.
Yeah, I have lots of deadlines, and it's like I can't meet them all.
Or any.
No, I do, all but right, I well. Can't meet them
yeah,
all.
Yeah, but I don't have any of those weird idiosyncrasies.
Not a lot, no.
You haven't named one.
Well, I mean,
you're
I haven't had time
enough.
To think about it.
You've 20-some-odd years, you've had time.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you think that I had a laundry list? Oh, yeah, here's some shit I got to talk to Davin about.
That'd be good for the show if you did.
I have a list of complaints
I'm
ready?
Sure stupid when he gets here, Will.
Oh, yeah, now he'll come up with some. If you really want some, I'm sure that
but
Joe will be
wrong
able to...
and arbitrary and foolish.
He'll be able to come up with some.
Nobody wants his. Nobody wants his. No, I don't got those weird things. If anything, I get, like, scattered. Like, I'll start doing something, then I'll go over to this, I'll do that, then I'll go back. And, like, I'll start, like, doing, like, three or four different things at once, going, what the fuck am I doing? Why don't I just finish one thing?
I see people doing that.
Yeah.
I
don't
mean,
always do that, though.
I sometimes end up doing that if I decide that I'm going to clean. I start saying to myself, well, should I finish this study? Just go around and pick up stuff and put it in the places it's supposed to be? Or should I just do one task, like all the dishes right now? But then, like, I'll decide, okay, I'm going to do all the dishes, I'm going to clean up everything, and then there'll be one pot that I have to soak, and I'm like, ah! So even as hard as I tried, I can't finish that. I got to move on to something else, and that frustrates me sometimes.
Yeah, I would understand that being frustrating.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I would like to just, like, have that done, have the sink clean, job done, sparkly. Damn it. I have closure about this. But there's usually...
There's a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, there's usually things that, like, hold me back. Like, there's always opening a can of worms when you have a project. And it's like, ah, I can't do that because I have to do that outside. It's too cold out today. Or it's raining. Or, ah, you know.
I feel like I should always be doing something productive, but then I also waste a lot of time. So it goes back and forth.
Oh, God, who doesn't?
And then I'll, like, just work, like, late hours. I'm like, all right, I you know, goofed around, you know, for 3 hours in the middle of the day when I should have been doing stuff. Now I guess I'll just work late tonight and get this shit done.
Well, do you find that if left to your own devices, well, now, see, you can't do this because you have a child, but I mean, if you didn't have a kid, left to your own devices, would you start staying up later and later and sleeping later?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, if I have too much time off, like when I was unemployed for that while and I was recuperating from surgery, I start staying up later and later and waking later and later until I almost have my days and my nights reversed.
No, I don't do
I'm
that.
Like a vampire.
I wake up now like 4 or 5 in the morning, come downstairs, put on the TV, watch on the couch, fall asleep for another few hours.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I like the white noise of a Morning Joe or a Boomer and Geo or whatever the fuck I put on.
Like kind of lulls you to like
yeah, because I can't watch in the room because, you know, I'll wake somebody up.
Right.
So yeah, it's nice.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's cooler down here.
It is.
I like sleeping cool.
Yeah.
It preserves me.
I'm
at the preserving age.
Yeah, you know what? Well, I enjoy the preservative properties down here.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's keeping me looking younger.
Website was hacked over the weekend. That was fun.
It was?
It was offline, yeah.
What did they do to it?
They put in something. They put in some type of code that made it seem to the server that we exceeded our resources.
Oh.
So you couldn't you would get a gateway timeout. So that was fun.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, it sucked.
I hate hackers. They're just like these useless pieces of shit that they think that they're so intelligent.
Well,
that,
they are.
Well, yeah, but I mean but they use it for no good. I mean, if you're going against say that we were at war and they were using chemical agents and chemical warfare against people, or we had another Hitler and they could hack their resources, their computers, and they could shut them down. Use it for something good. But, I mean, just going at random people and going, let me fuck up your life.
Well, they,
for what end?
They do it to distribute porn or get or send out emails and stuff like that. They have their reasons.
Stupid reasons.
Fortunately,
selfish fucking reasons.
Fortunately, Howard got us back and running, so I think we're safe for now. So that
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Howard. So that's good. But it's like, oh, I haven't been hacked ever.
No.
This sucks a bag of cocks.
Yeah, it really does. But and so did they.
Yeah, no, he got it up, you know, several hours, relatively quickly, and now it's safer. But it's like, oh, such a fucking pain in the ass.
I can't imagine. My friend's son was able to get into computer systems, and he was very, very bright. And I understand when you're a young kid like that, that being able to show your abilities and being able to prove to yourself, look at what I can do.
Look what I can do.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
that was Stewart on Mad TV. Remember that?
No.
It was like...
Stewart.
I think it was played by Mike McDonald.
I don't remember.
Really tall guy.
Really
and,
tall
and played like a really... he played a big kid.
Big kid.
Like, with a high voice and really rosy cheeks and shorts. And they would then, like, do these spasmy jumps. Go, look what I could do.
Kind of that, but with more intelligence.
Not really.
Look what I could do.
Well, no, not Stewart. So you Google Stewart. Go to YouTube. Stewart Mad TV if you want to see that.
I very vaguely remember that character. I mean, like, he used to be able to do things. I thought that Homeland Security was going to be knocking on her door one day, or the FBI or somebody, because he was able to get into stuff. And I mean, like, I do understand the intellectual curiosity and the, you know, the sense of, like, oh my God, I did it. I did this, like, undoable feat. What I can't understand is adults doing that. Aren't you done?
I just told you why they do it.
Yeah, but dispensing porn to people who don't want it, what good does that do?
I mean, you might get new customers. I don't know.
Or
they could steal your bank information. They could get your passwords, all sorts of things.
Well, that kind of thing. But dumping a program that does that, that just is malicious.
Yeah. It was a bitch. He got rid of it and it came back. But, you know, he figured it out. So it's gone. He thinks it came in because he had my old website, part of it, one of them, on his server. But it hasn't been maintained in years.
Oh.
So he thinks they got in through that.
Oh,
through
okay.
A plugin that was known to have a problem in 2016, which never really should have been on that, but whatever.
Huh.
So now that website's offline, too. So we just got our website now.
Okay.
And I've been updating. I've been putting up more and more stuff. Pretty soon the website will be complete, although I don't know if it will ever have all the old scammer clips on there because they didn't all migrate, and I don't know how much time I want to spend on going back. I might just let that be.
Oh, okay.
Even all the shows aren't on there, but I have most of the old shows. That's a pain.
Do you?
I mean, I think they're on there, but it doesn't migrate properly. It's technical shit.
Yeah.
It's been frustrating. But anyway, so yeah, that was fun to deal with on Saturday night.
That's really annoying.
It is annoying.
Yeah.
But now it's up and running. Well, thank you, Howard.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
All right.
I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. On Friday, I was almost involved in two collisions, and one of them closer than the other. I was going to work, and I was on the highway, and they were doing some kind of pothole repair, I think, and the truck that was in front of me, like a pickup truck, all of a sudden he was passing the equipment that was doing the work, and he jammed on his brakes so hard that smoke came from the tires.
Oh.
And
the whitish blue smoke.
I keep back from people on the highway, and darn good thing, because I had enough braking distance that we didn't meet by accident.
And fortunately, somebody was keeping distance behind you.
Yes, luckily, because it was just like a jam on the brakes for sure moment. And I was just, so that startled the hell out of me, and I was, you know, we kept going, and I could see that there was some piece of equipment that was hanging from the front of the truck and like waving back and forth in front of the truck. I don't know what the hell that thing was doing, but I imagine, because it looked awfully close to my lane as I was passing it. I imagine it kind of like wandered a little too far. Close,
scared him.
And it scared him. He thought he was going to clunk into
fucking
his car.
Fucking construction workers suck.
Sometimes they really are not the smartest.
So this,
you
shows,
know?
Usually I complain there's nobody working. So it just shows when they are working, they're causing problems.
Well, this guy was.
Ugh.
So I when I passed him, I just kind of glanced at him like, you all right, dude? And he was just looking straight ahead. But then I saw he pulled over on the side of the highway.
Well, he had to, you know, unstick the pants from his ass. He shit himself.
Well, yeah. Or maybe he had a moment like I did where I was going to go away with the girls. And I had a couple of bags I was going to bring with me on my front seat. And they all went flying into the footwell of my passenger side. I was like, that's lovely. Glad I didn't buy the eggs yet.
You bring eggs with you?
Yeah, I make breakfasts.
Yeah, but you can get eggs up there.
Yeah, there's not like a good supermarket.
They have outlet malls, but they don't have a supermarket.
No, I mean, there's not a good supermarket close by. And it's like, I'm not going to go out grocery shopping when I get there. I had to work a full day, and so I didn't get there until 10 o'clock. So I brought my groceries with. But anyway, so 5 minutes after that, I get off on my exit. And I'm, you know, keeping a distance from the guy in front of me. And he veers off the road at the point where there's an opening in the curb for to get into a gas station. But he's not turning into the gas station. So he's kind of driving across the opening. And then he drives into the little garden that's in front of the gas station and goes full bore right into a telephone pole.
Same guy?
No, different guy.
Oh, different guy.
Different guy that now. And he hits the telephone pole so hard, like crashes the front of his truck really hard, cracks the telephone pole in half. It falls lengthways across the road. The big wires land on my car.
Oh.
Yeah. Big fat.
You could have been electrocuted.
No, because I'm in the car and the tires ground you. So I was like, I was stuck and there was no place to go.
So you're now stuck underneath this.
Well, I was stuck under the wires, and I went, oh, crap. But I saw them coming at my windshield, and I'm like, don't break my windshield. Don't bust
my car.
That's
scary. You see it coming. What do you do?
There's nowhere to go.
That sucks.
Yeah, so I'm just stopped there, and I'm like, oh, and now I'm about to be in it. I hate watching accidents and go, that's a hell of an accident, and I'm about to be in it. That's happened to me a couple times.
Did it damage your car?
Yeah. Yeah, it scraped the hell out of the roof.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, so I...
Did you get this guy's information?
Well, here's the thing. Now, I've been written up for being late, so I'm like, I gotta go to work. I got to get to work. I gotta get to work.
Now, you could show them the roof of your car.
I know, but I was just like, I don't know. I was just like, I gotta go. So I saw where the wires were, like, where the tension was, and I knew that if I turned left, they'd roll off the other side of my car. So I pulled out from under them and let them bang onto the ground. And then I realized I'm in the middle of the road. I'm in the way. There's one guy that's jumped out of his car, and he's, like, directing traffic, and he's on the phone, call 911 or whatever.
Ah, the super citizen.
Yeah. And then there was another lady that was looking at the car like, oh, should I do something? And I thought for a moment, should I try to help this person? And then I'm like, number one, I'm not getting out of my car with these wires around my car because I'll get electrocuted. And number two, I know fuck all about what I'm supposed to do. And if somebody's hurt, I'm not a health professional. I don't know. So I'm staying away from the car. I'm like, isn't there somebody more qualified?
You should move them quickly.
Yeah. So I
believe
just,
that's what you do. You
move them quickly?
Yes, I believe that's what you do when somebody's been in an accident.
No, I think not.
No, I'm pretty sure that's what you
do. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't.
Yeah, I know these things. You move them quickly.
So I was
definitely want to jar the head.
You definitely want to wiggle their neck around.
Yes.
Yes.
Just make sure it's not broken. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, just, you know.
And when you hear, go, all right, that's probably I should stop.
When they start screaming?
No, you don't even need screaming.
No, actually, no. There would probably be none. So I was just like, no, let's let the professionals deal with this. So there was no place for me to go but to drive away.
But you got to get the information to get the...
Well, when I was close to work, so I drove to work and I called the cops. And I said, I just watched that. And then the cop called me back and, you know, took my information, my description of the accident. And then we emailed back and forth. I emailed him pictures of my car. And he emailed me back the information that I can go and get my
you got lucky
report tomorrow. Because I wasn't in
this guy,
the accident? I don't know. I asked. They said that he wasn't injured, but I...
He causes the type of problems, type of accidents where people lose, like, service and shit. What type of asshole drives like that? That's the guy. Those type of guys, honestly, you wish serious injury. If you're going to be that much of an asshole, you're like, somebody needs to be hurt.
Well, you know, I was watching him go...
Unless his brakes failed, unless somebody cut his brakes, he needs to be hurt.
Well, he was in front of me, and he was driving normally, and, you know, I didn't notice anything... crazy. All of a sudden, when he veered off the road, I thought, you know, you have these quick thoughts, and I just went, well, surely if he's like looking at his phone or something, he'll feel that he's gone off road and like veer, like tug too far and like veer into
probably
the lane in front of me.
Probably meant to hit the brake, and he hit the gas and floored it into the telephone pole.
He didn't seem to break at all.
Asshole. No, but, I'm saying he probably floored it.
Yeah, he floored it, and it was just like. Boom! Right into the pole.
Yeah, so you really wish serious injury on these people. It's like something that's going to make them remember what an asshole they are for quite some time.
Well, I thought, did this person have a heart attack or something?
All right,
then
you don't want to show any more serious injury.
No.
But if it's just somebody like putting on their makeup or fucking talking on the phone or spilling coffee on themselves.
People texting.
Yeah, it's another one.
And I see them, like, veering off and then, like, tugging back into my lane. So as soon as I saw him going off the road, I, like, slowed way up. I'm like, nothing good can come.
No, but, like, if you're going to take out a telephone pole and cause that much damage, you need to be injured. Because you're really inconveniencing a lot of people. Plus, you're causing, like, a huge backup in traffic now that's going to be.
It was, well, all of a sudden, because the pole went across both lanes.
Yeah, stop traffic.
Nobody can go anywhere. And then people start, like... backing up and trying to make U-turns.
Yeah, you're freaking out. God forbid you have to take a piss.
Right. Everybody's in, like, how do I get out of here mode?
Yeah, yeah. And you're thinking, God, if I just would have gotten out of the house a second earlier.
Right, I would have missed it.
Yeah, no. No, that's why, and I'm not alone in this. I mean, you might want to play the good person now, but really, you've been in that, and you hope somebody got seriously hurt. You do.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I'm hoping for injury. If I'm going to be delayed that much, or I'm going to lose service because somebody crashes into a telephone pole, it happens up here.
Yeah, yeah.
I want injury. I want you to remember what an asshole you were for a long period of time. I do, and I feel like a lot of people are with me. I'm not alone on that.
No, I'm sure.
I want injury. Like I said, now listen, if you have a heart attack, if your brakes fail, I get it. Then I don't want anything worse to happen to you. But
right.
If you're just an asshole behind the wheel doing something stupid, I want you hurt.
I want you hurt.
A broken hip. I don't want you driving for quite some time. maybe some head trauma.
Oh, wow. No.
No, I want some injury. If I'm going to be delayed that much, I want injury.
You know, a terrible thing happened to one of my bosses at an old day program. Her mom was... oh, I don't know, 80-something.
No need to be driving.
I had seen this woman drive, and I was like, oh, dear God, they let her drive. And so what did she do? She pulled out in front of somebody, they T-boned her, and she died.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
I'm not wishing death.
No, but I mean, like...
But, you know, she had a good run. She died doing what she loves.
But it's so
causing problems on the road.
But it so pissed me off because I was like, her family knew that she should not be driving and they should have taken those keys. I know
hard.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah, that's going to be hard when I can't drive anymore.
You relinquishing?
Yeah, that'll be hard.
Yeah, me too.
That'll be very hard.
Me too.
But if you're going to cause a major backup, you need to be hurt.
I just want maybe like a, like for the texters... that are just like hurt other people. I just maybe want them to have a broken wrist or something.
Okay, so you're no better than me.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay.
But that, you know, it's like if
if you knock down a telephone pole.
I can't imagine what happened to him.
But think about this. You're cutting you're blocking two lanes. You're blocking traffic both ways.
Oh, it was a cluster.
You're
hours.
You're damaging other cars and people have lost their phone service. God knows when they're going to get that back. How many people did you inconvenience cuz you're an asshole? You need to be hurt. It needs to be worse than dealing with your insurance company and having higher premiums. You need to be shamed. You need to be walking around with a fucking collar. So people go, "What happened to you?" "Oh, I was an asshole and I drove into a telephone pole."
You need to wear the collar of shame, like the cone of shame, like
yes.
Dogs wear.
Yes, a cone. Well, the dogs don't deserve it. But
no, so don't lick your injuries.
But in Game of Thrones, where, you know, the queen, she walked and she was naked and everybody was throwing stuff at her. Shame, shame. Shame. That's what you fucking need. You caused that type of accident. You like a scarlet letter. That's what you need. Like a scarlet fucking car across your fucking forehead so people know you're an asshole and really shouldn't drive.
Well, you should have to wear, you know how people have to wear ankle bracelets?
Yeah.
Maybe you have to wear something around your neck or collar.
Shock collar.
Like, well, that says, you know, I'm a dangerous driver.
Yeah. No, you should be shamed.
I text and drive.
Whatever the fuck it is.
I drive drunk.
Whatever it is, you should be shamed. America should know what an asshole you are and how inconvenient you make for other people. Because really, this life is all about being convenient and inconvenienced.
I don't know that that's all life is about.
It's pretty much it pretty much all boils down to that.
Okay.
Because like,
I have to think about that.
If something shitty happens, it never happens at a convenient time.
No.
There's never convenient time for shittiness. It's always inconvenient.
No, this was inconvenient for
me.
See? Yeah, you know.
It could have been. No, it could have been more inconvenient. You could have been like really, really like having to rush to like a job interview or something. Could have been worse. Or, you know, God forbid you were rushing because, you know, something happened to Mr. Helix and you had to rush back. Could have been even more inconvenient.
Oh, yeah.
But just every run of the mill day going to work. Still inconvenient.
Still inconvenient.
It comes down to inconvenient and convenient. It was convenient for you to prance around with your little fucking apron.
Yes, it was very convenient.
It was convenient. You were happy.
I didn't inconvenience anyone with my little apron dancing.
No, and that's why they were happy. Yes. Now, if you're fucking prancing around and I'm waiting online while you fucking prance and bob to entertain the fucking staff, now you're being inconvenient. We got a problem.
Oh, yes, yes. If I'm keeping other people waiting, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, so it comes down to convenience and inconvenience.
No, it's true.
And I know! That's what I said!
Well, it was really inconvenient.
Yes! He inconvenienced everybody, which is why he must be shamed.
But I have to think that this poor bastard, his truck. What a
mess.
Who
cares? Who cares? He should ride a unicycle from now on.
What a mess. And they said he wasn't injured, but
that's a shame.
I can't imagine he walked out of that truck without any injury.
It's a shame. You know what? The cops should have fucking kicked him in the ribs. Just because you're an asshole. We should give the cops that type of power.
I shouldn't have taken a sip of coffee just that second. Oh, my God.
Like if you cause that type of problem and the police are the first ones, oh, you're fine? Boom! They fucking hit you in the forehead.
You asshole!
Now you have an injury. now you'll remember.
Now you have something to show the ER doc.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. This is for inconveniencing everybody.
Oh, my God.
I just solve problems.
Pounding people in the face because they inconvenience you.
Not just me.
I have to thank me.
No, no. I already told you how many people this person's inconvenienced. Hundreds of people who don't have phone service. That poor fucking gas station. That's probably how they get their fucking the internet and everything and all that stuff. Now they probably can't use the cash registers. So and you know none of these places can fucking process anything without the cash registers. So now they're losing money. And people are like, son of a bitch, I just want to buy my coffee. I was online. What the fuck happened? I was next. No, everybody's inconvenienced there. People are trying to pay for the gas. You're inconveniencing a whole world of people. You're telling me that motherfucker doesn't deserve broken ribs? Nay, nay, I say. Broken ribs at least.
No, I think that the guy that's holding his coffee and he can't pay for it because of the cash register, free coffee.
Yeah, but now the gas station, who through no fault of their own, is losing money on that.
Oh,
you know who should pay for it? The motherfucker who drove on the telephone pole. He should be paying everybody's gas, everybody's coffee, everybody's Hershey bar, everybody's pork rinds. That motherfucker pays because he's the one who inconvenienced
him. Drive that guy out of his crushed car and get the airbag off of him because he's got to open his wallet.
Yes! Or run his plates and we'll get all the information we need. Yes! Yes! Was there a mechanical failure? No. Okay, then you're paying for all this.
I thought maybe he passed out or something.
That's not an excuse. It's not good enough. If you have a heart attack, we'll let it go. Unless you know you're a fat fuck and you're supposed to eat healthy and you don't regard and you disregard it, then again it's on you. You're paying for the inconvenience.
Oh no, it can happen to anybody.
No, I'm saying if you know and you take warning and you disregard what the doctor tells you.
Oh, if you're driving with narcolepsy or something, you just take a snooze.
Yeah, inconvenience. You're paying for it all. I'll tell you what, there'd be a lot of people would be more mindful of inconveniencing other people if they knew it was going to cost them.
That's actually very true.
Of course, it's all fucking true. spit truth.
Yeah, stop spitting at me.
Sorry.
No.
It's a little inconvenient.
I spit. Yes, it's inconvenient. That could have been the spittle of Ebola. I don't know what's
coming
out of
you. Like a little carnivirus, coronavirus.
Yeah, really. Shove a lime in your gob so you don't
does anything,
give it to me. No, probably not.
But I'm speaking truth. If you realized your actions were going to cost you financially and physically, I haven't taken that off the table.
But that's why we have traffic fines
traffic fines are fucking stupid. They ticket you when you're doing the least inconvenient thing you can do. You're moving traffic along by hurrying and going about your business. That's when they ticket you.
No, you're doing something dangerous that could inconvenience somebody else, so they make you pay.
Once you inconvenience somebody by driving like an asshole, then you pay.
No, yes. No. They catch you before you
inconvenience. No preventive inconvenience. Because before you're inconveniencing everybody, I'll tell you right now, that motherfucker is doing 80 and I'm doing 75 behind them. They're making my life more convenient. They're a goddamn hero. You know what? They're taking the bullet like I do with the radar detector. I fucking take one for the team. I speed along. That means they can get faster. That means they can get home to their loved ones quicker. So I'm making things more convenient. I am a hero. Now, if I drive that fast and then I lose control of my car, I have now inconvenienced everybody, and now I need to pay. I need to pay my fines. I need to pay for everybody else's inconvenience, and I probably deserve a whack in the shins. I probably deserve that.
Slick spot on the road away from convenient to inconvenient.
That's your fault. You know the weather conditions.
No, you don't know when everything.
You know it's slick out.
You don't know every, like,
that's
like
part of the responsibility.
Thing.
Listen, you get tickets for that. They make you responsible for weather conditions. If you go to a cop, always slipped on ice, they don't give a shit. The insurance company don't give a shit. That's still your fault.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, is that you're one banana peel away from being convenient, the hero
and
to
all.
It
all goes into the cost-benefit of analysis. How much is it worth it for me to convenience more people, or should I just drive regularly where I'm not inconveniencing or conveniencing, or, you know, you do the cost-benefit analysis. How am I going to play this? That's what I do. How lucky do I feel?
Yeah, well, I was feeling absolutely fine that morning.
And a motherfucker inconvenienced you, and he should pay, and I hope he doesn't walk for a while.
Well, his insurance company's going to pay.
He should pay. He should lose something.
Well, you know what? But when you have an accident like that, they raise your rates, so he is going to pay.
Yeah, he needs to pay more. He inconvenienced hundreds, if not thousands, of people.
Yeah,
he needs to pay more. And the fucking cops. Cops don't like doing paperwork. Then they got to fill out all this nonsense paperwork.
That poor cop had to talk to me.
They don't mind that. But if you inconvenience someone, you pay, and there's physical repercussions. That's how you get a smooth country.
I mean, because pain.
No,
paying
make people personal responsibility.
Oh, well, that's a whole other topic. Yeah, people.
But
don't
make it a game. Where you're weighing the cost benefit analysis. How badly do I want to speed? How badly do I want to text and drive? Because if I fuck up while I text and drive and I inconvenience other people, I'm going to lose my goddamn house and a cop is going to fucking sucker punch me in the kidneys twice. Maybe I don't want to text and drive. Then. You make everybody aware of the rules. These are society's rules.
You have a cop out there with a big club called Bruno. It would be like when I was in high school. We had our gym teacher. If your gym teacher got, if the gym teacher caught you smoking, and he was an ex-linebacker for the Rams, you had a choice.
I feel like everybody's gym teacher in high school was an ex-player for a team.
Yeah, right.
I had one of them too. We had a bunch of ex-players running around, a bunch of fucking meatheads.
Yeah, right. So
I had an ex-gymnast from the Olympics. Okay. For real.
Good.
Got you. Okay. But anyway, if he caught you smoking, you had a choice: either take a punch from him or go to see the dean. And you would if you got caught, you take the punch because number one, you'd be called a pussy if you didn't, you know. So you had to take the punch. So
it's,
that was
it's not quite the same because you haven't really inconvenienced anybody by smoking.
But still, there's a choice to pay.
Right, but right, there's a choice, and I've boiled down life to inconvenience and convenience. Mm-hmm. And our actions either convenience people or they inconvenience people, or you could play it neutral. Once you inconvenience others, there should be stiff repercussions.
Like if you're an asshole on a flight or something like that.
Sure, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That's the main place, right, yeah. If you make a ruckus on a plane.
If we got to turn this plane around, everybody fucking gets to sock you in the arm.
You sit there.
And you pay everybody's airfare. That's if you're going to be an asshole on the flight. I'm not talking about a crying baby.
No,
but if you're going to
say,
"Oh, I got a gun," or start a fight over a seat back, which was a fucking thing.
Oh
this
yeah.
past week, then you know what? Everybody gets to walk by you, fucking sock you one of the goddamn. You got to sit there and take it
with
and
the pilot.
Everybody's flood.
With the pilot pinning them back, with the pilot hat on. Hold still, asshole. Boosh. Hold still.
Yes. Everybody gets their licks in.
You know how many less assholes we'd have on flights then?
You know, we used to call that the paddy whack machine.
Yeah, the paddy whack machine. That's what paddy
which is terribly racist, but that's what we used to do.
Oh, for the Irish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, it's not. It's but that's what we used to do.
They're okay now. So
everybody got smacked.
Yes! That's what you do. Society would be so much better. Tell me how I'm wrong.
Well, I do think that is...
Here, give me another example. And another example. You're driving on the Cross Bronx. Always construction. Those motherfuckers aren't doing anything. You stop. Everybody gets to go out, throw fucking eggs at them, and you get some of their fucking salary. Because they're not doing dick, and you're stuck in traffic.
Boy, you're going to need a lot of chickens to lay eggs.
I understand.
Fucking road. Especially going west. Every night, west.
Yep.
It's like
yep.
it just the traffic just sits there. They've been doing this.
But you know what would happen? All of a sudden, those construction workers would do the goddamn job. Because they don't want to get egged, and they don't want to pay their salary.
Right.
Right. They don't
because they're inconveniencing everybody because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
See you've
yeah,
come
but
around.
I mean, as satisfying as in some of these situations, definitely there have definitely been moments on planes where I really wanted to punch somebody out before I left.
You should be allowed,
but no, because it's against our civil liberties. We're not allowed to just punch people.
But we're making it allowed. That's what I'm saying.
No, we can't.
If they're inconveniencing you,
yes.
Because if you allow these people to, because they're stupid, and if you let the stupid,
this guy gets it.
If the stupid is left to proliferate and do whatever they want, our society will go to hell. Once you start taking a couple down, then the word will get around Stupidsville that they better cut this shit.
He understands.
Thank you. I'm the press secretary.
Thank you. I'm running Stupidville.
No, the stupid are allowed.
Stupidville symbol behind us.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah,
but it makes
stupid.
Sense because it's stupid. Stupid. Well, you beat me to that.
It's a dunce cap, you know.
There's Pip protesting a little stupid hat. I don't like this.
You're not allowed to just punch people. We have trials by juries.
No!
Not trials by punching.
We are determining as a society that you have clearly fucked up. If you're an asshole on a flight causing a ruckus and the flight attendant tells you a couple of times and now we got to turn the flight around, we've all determined who the asshole is.
Right, and furthermore, there will be the stupid shovel where there is a special smacking shovel with a big S on it that you get well across the head.
No, there's not really enough room on a plane to swing that.
You bring a smaller shovel, like the one you carry in your car.
No, you can't have collateral damage.
Between a seat back.
Have you been on these flights?
Yeah.
That's not enough. No.
Carry on, it could fit. You know, 4 foot.
As it is, I have to check the bag.
Then you just have one universal one you keep on there.
Like, you punch people. It's good old-fashioned mano-y-mano.
All right, yeah. See, we can work together.
Sure.
No, absolutely not.
Why?
You have to have a trial by jury. Why?
What trial jury? The president doesn't believe in them. He thinks they're fucking rigged. That's why he's pardoning everybody. We can't trust any of this shit. We take it into our own hands.
Well, yeah.
Trial
jury. You have a point now. I think I was hearkening back to the old days where laws ruled.
Were you liberal?
Yeah.
Those days are over, liberal.
Apparently.
Those days are you are Democrat. Fucking realize where we are and fucking try to win.
Yeah, we're in Thunderdome, apparently, according to you.
Yes! Why don't you realize this? Why don't you understand this? I'm trying to help you live. I love you. I'm trying to keep you alive. And you're going to kick and scream until you get punched to death because you inconvenienced the wrong people. I'm trying to keep you alive, woman.
Apparently, every other member
the president doesn't like you. He's not going to pardon your ass. So you're better off playing by my rules.
I don't need to be pardoned. I didn't do
anything
wrong.
Oh, you will. You will. Trust me, you will. You've done something he doesn't like. I assure you.
Oh, I'm sure I've done lots of things he doesn't
like. Yeah, well, don't worry. He's controlling.
And vice versa.
You spoke that against him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be allowed much longer.
Oh, I know.
You inconvenienced the president.
I'm sure I have a dossier.
I'm sure you do.
And so do you.
Oh, I'm sure I do, but at least I know the fucking rules. I'm going to hit him before that motherfucker hits me. Because I know where we live now.
Going out swinging.
The Democrats are fucking pussies. They don't understand how the game is played.
Hold on.
What's the matter, Joe? Joe looks confused.
Yeah, am I in the right place? No, because you're in the right fucking
Joe's,
place.
Joe's ready to run. No, he's frightened.
No, because you have in your head, you like to put me in a fucking little stereo. Yeah, we'll do that. Hit
Joe's slapping himself in the head and in the
Let
arms.
Let me get that super shovel he was
wagging
talking
Wagging his head.
Let's wind that shit up. He's finally doing something I like.
Joe's slapping himself out of his coma because
my
he's
favorite
frightened.
Show ever.
Dream.
He's trying to reorient
I
himself.
I see something there with a long wooden stick. Let's see what's on the end of that.
It was bad enough I was at the Poland Spring Factory. I was dreaming. With you.
Why was I there with you? What was I doing?
We were just there and like, holy cow, we're at the Poland Spring Factory. This is nice. Yeah.
Joe and I apparently were joined together in his dream at the Poland Spring
Factory.
It's
a wet dream. Huddle a hoo.
That's so bad.
Joe had a wet dream about Pip. That'll be a conversation.
Why am I at the Poland Spring?
Is your girl listening?
Like, where were you? Yeah, she's here.
So, yeah.
Joe had a wet dream about Pip. Make sure there's a conversation on the ride home. Oh, don't let him hit the thruway without it.
Oh, my God.
There were conversations on the way up.
I'm sure.
Don't worry. We kept the water bottled.
Why wasn't I at the Poland Spring Factory with you? Why was she at the Poland Spring Factory with you? Did you go to Dasani without me, too? Did you?
That's so weird.
It's like a factory in Brooklyn.
I bet you like that Aquafina bottle a little too much, too, don't you, mister? And I thought I knew you.
But
next thing you know, you're going to take Pip to where they make sparkling water, and then it's over between us.
No. And then next I want to show up at the Fiji water.
Yeah, that didn't add to the
joke.
You didn't have to say hold up for that.
No, but I want to step it up.
You didn't, though.
Oh, okay.
You didn't.
The sparkling. Step up the water.
See, if we were doing like, this would be a minor inconvenience. Like, you would just like get like flicked on the nose and go, no!
He wishes he could do that every
time. I like the way you just stopped the bit. That didn't add to the joke. You don't even like let it roll and try to keep the bit going.
No.
You stopped the fucking thing. Yeah, that didn't add to
did she add to
end
it?
End of joke.
No, ended it.
No, we like to do that. If he doesn't think that my joke
was on
par.
Usually look, and you look at me and see if we can riff it more. Stop it right there.
If he ain't bailing you out and I got nothing to bail you out, it sucks.
I don't know because
you know why? Because you said hold it right there. Like, we had to stop what we were doing, and then you come with the Fiji. If you just fucking put it in there, we would have let it go. But you're like, oh, hold it right. Hold on, guys.
Stop
I got the topper.
Stop the presses.
Yeah.
Here
that's
comes
what
the punchline of punchlines.
That's what you did. You made us like some genius was coming out of your mouth, and if you just would have slipped it in there, we would have let it go. But you're like, stop. Hold up. I got one, fellas. I want to play too.
You ever see like in the movies?
Gee Willigers, let me have a try at it.
Like when they have like the movie announcement, there's like the spotlights going on, and you just see Pip's punchline. Dun da da. Dun da 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 da. Dun da da.
Yeah, like the finally bit would come to a completion on that, and then you come out with Fiji water. That's like,
Well, you know,
the time to do that was when I was doing the Dasani thing. That's when you do Fiji. Once I up it to sparkling, you got to fucking.
Done.
Or you up it more, but you definitely don't go, hold on, stop, hold on, guys.
Yeah, but here's the thing also is, like, if you don't like something that I say, you don't just, like, keep rolling. You stop the show.
He stopped.
To point out.
But it's not like he stopped the show. He stopped the bit.
Yeah,
and now it was a lecture.
Yes.
I gave you an opportunity to react to that to save it.
But no, I didn't. You didn't. Because now it's like, how am I going to interrupt the lecture?
Thank you.
No.
You went right into lecture mode.
No, it was.
Yes.
It was, hold on, guys. Fiji water, silence. Look to you. You got nothing. Now you're in the barrel.
No, he instantly skipped to had the captain holding me down, and the other passengers were punching me.
And it goes back to we have to pay the price.
Yes! Yes!
You inconvenienced the show.
You did. That's why I said it's a minor inconvenience. That's why you just get a flick on the nose like bad dog.
Welcome to Thunderdome.
Rub your nose in punchlines. Think about what you did.
You tried to get your snossage a little too quick.
Yeah.
Hey. I always try to get at the snossage.
You're not making a 747 turnaround. Now everybody's wailing on you, paying for everybody's airfare, but it was just a minor inconvenience, and you need to understand. If you say hold on or stop, you got to fucking bring it.
All right. Rules are rules. Men have died.
So what, bits?
Did that add to the bit?
Well, no.
Okay.
But the
lecture was funny. But following a stop or hold on, like we could have just let the bit, like if she just would have said Fiji water without the stop or hold on, we're just gonna go. Okay. And we could have moved on and we'd be in a break right now. But the fact that she's...
My God.
We could have been relaxing and having light banter.
Yes.
While a song plays, but no. I wouldn't have had to go into
lecture mode. No, but the fact that you said, hold on. Like we need to stop the fucking show because, boom, you got this one. You're going to bring it home. We can hit the music, go to break, and then you come with
features. Hit the post, a pat in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Davin's Den will be back.
Yeah, great job, Pip. Way to bring home the bit. But no. No, you didn't do that. And you could have. And the other alternative was you slip it in there, which is fine. Like, everybody in the show gets to do. And then it hits, it doesn't. And if it doesn't hit, you can flog yourself, which is the way we do things around here.
The self-flogging policy we put into effect
which,
2 years
which,
ago.
Which, honestly, you don't do enough. Me and Joe, you don't flog yourself enough. Me and Joe will flog ourselves.
You know what? That's personal.
Well, that's how I feel.
Beg your pardon.
So the lesson here is, if you're going to say hold on or stop, you got to fucking bring it. If not, we'll let a bit go on its own. If you bring it, that's fantastic. If not,
No, there will definitely be a lecture and slapping.
You haven't been lectured before. Listen,
you
had three shitty stories for Valentine's Day. There was no lecture. Three awful fucking stories. Mine and Joe's back.
All right, relax. Don't, all right.
Awful stories. Mine and Joe's back were killing ourselves preparing that bit. There was no
hold on. Yeah, all right. You
three
know,
three shitty stories.
Somebody's got to be the loser on that bit.
Not for three stories in a row.
Yeah, you know what? I was
you
trying.
You took one for the team.
I
you're a team player.
Well, you guys had exceptional things, so I just gladly took the back seat.
And ironically enough, we had story for the first time in a while, we had stories that inadvertently worked together.
You
delivered that one story with the one story with the pile of leaves, and I have the story with the cone. I just happened to be sitting there waiting to go next.
The point is, there was no lecture after three shitty stories. We moved on. It was fine. Pip
we
read her.
We had stuff to get to.
Yeah.
Pip
read her stories. We moved on.
I got to tell you, I didn't. We started that. We started that segment at quarter to about 10 to 8 on last week, and I'm like, wow. I never realized how much of the show that bit takes, because I'm like 10 to 8.
Yeah.
How are we going to keep this going? And we went over.
I know.
We went over. We got done a quarter after 9.
We were late.
Yeah.
All right. Inconvenience versus convenience. I think that's what we've learned here.
I think so.
And that's the way we should rule the world. All right. On the break, we have new music from Leon Marshall with Hold On and Genesist. G-E-N-E-C-I-S-T.
Genesist.
With Cash. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. We come back, we'll have some fun stories, including a preacher who wants to sue the NFL for the Super Bowl halftime show because it could cost his soul eternal damnation.